This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. As the number of coronavirus infections and deaths continues to rise in the United States, several states are taking action to prevent infections. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
In New York, restaurants, bars, and gyms will have to close by 10 p.m. No private gatherings of more than 10 people. In Indiana,
we are in the midst of a second surge.
Governor Eric Holcomb is bringing back some restrictions that limit crowd sizes and extends a mask mandate.
Unfortunately, too many of us and around the country have let our guards down and either assumed we won't get it, or if we do, so be it.
In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Mayor Paul Ten Haken said no to a mask mandate.
I believe the small uptick in compliance we will see are not worth the community division that this will create.
Would have been fined $50. I'm Ed Donahue.
Temperature checks and asking about symptoms might seem like good ways to screen for COVID-19, but a new study suggests they aren't very effective. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
It's disappointing news for schools, factories, and prisons, which rely on temperature and symptom screening to detect people infected. The study tested more than 1,800 Marine recruits who were paired with a roommate at the Citadel. They had to wear masks and stay 6 feet apart and had daily virus screenings. Although 16 recruits tested positive, only one had symptoms on arrival. 2 weeks later, 35 tested positive, but only four showed symptoms. The study leader says there were six different clusters of cases, but no indication they were occurring. Another researcher, not involved, says routine testing is needed for younger adults who often show no symptoms. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump and President-elect Joe Biden have both marked Veterans Day, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
At Arlington National Cemetery, the president was at the Tomb of the Unknowns, saluting in a soaking rain. He did not speak at the annual observance and has not made any remarks in nearly a week while refusing to concede the election to Biden. The president-elect visited the Korean War Memorial in Philadelphia, where he greeted some families. He's been taking a measured tone while forming plans for his administration, looking to lower the national temperature as President Trump refuses to concede. The president today again claimed on Twitter he actually won, raising new and unsupported claims of corruption and dishonesty, and saying the race was stolen from him. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Republicans are assured of at least 50 seats in the next U.S. Senate. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Republican Tom Tillis has won re-election to the U.S. Senate in a hard-fought race in North Carolina. Tillis was declared the winner by the Associated Press Wednesday afternoon, with a lead of about 94,400 votes over Democratic challenger Cal Cunningham, and not enough outstanding votes to make up the difference. Cunningham's campaign imploded in the final month, as he admitted to a recent extramarital relationship. Wins by Tillis and Alaska incumbent Dan Sullivan earlier Wednesday assure Republicans of at least 50 seats in the Senate. Control of the Senate will ride on the outcomes of two runoffs in Georgia on January 5th. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Georgia election officials have announced an audit of presidential election results that will trigger a full-hand recount. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said at a news conference Wednesday that his office wants the process to begin by the end of the week and expects it to take until November 20th.
With the margin being so close, it will require a full by hand recount in each county. This will help build confidence. It will be an audit, a recount, and a recanvass all at once.
After results from the hand recount are certified, the losing campaign can request another recount, which will be performed by machine. President-elect Joe Biden leads President Donald Trump by about 14,000 votes out of nearly 5 million counted in the state. Hurricane Eta weakened to a tropical storm even as it continues to threaten the Gulf Coast of Florida. The storm has been in the Gulf of Mexico since crossing over South Florida on Sunday. The Tampa Bay region is home to more than 3.5 million people across five counties. You can find more on our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.